אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Oren Tyler. I'm a high school teacher and also I have a master's in peace and conflict studies from the University of Sydney.
Oren, I would like to talk to you about vaccination today. This is a really interesting topic, and you've written an article with your wife about vaccination or people that object to being vaccinated, and I wanted to ask you about it. Maybe you can tell us what vaccinations are available around the globe at the moment.
So first of all, we have the most common vaccine, which is the Pfizer vaccine. There's also the Moderna. In Australia, AstraZeneca. There's the Russian Sputnik V. And soon the Johnson & Johnson will be available as well.
We are very used to be vaccinated. I have a flu vaccine every year. When my children were born, I didn't hesitate. They had all the vaccination, all the vaccines that were available and required to give children. When my friends go to India or go to South America, they go to a special doctor to get all those collection of vaccines that I never heard of. But now those people that got all these vaccines, very fancy vaccines, they said, we are not going to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Why do we have such people that are objecting?
First of all, because Israel has started its vaccination campaign early on and it's well underway, we've reached the stage that the majority of people who have no problem with vaccines have gotten it. But now we're in the stage that the people who are against getting vaccinated are starting to be heard. And because the situation in Israel is very critical with the virus, then there's a lot of pressure on the community, on even those who are against it, to be vaccinated. And that's why right now in Israel, there's a kind of a big, let's say, conflict, or a very loud conflict that we can hear in the news, in social media, on the internet, between those who are trying to support the vaccine and trying to get everyone to be vaccinated, to get herd immunity, and those who are against it, who are trying with all their power and might and arguments to justify the reasons that they're not vaccinated. And that's a very interesting debate that's going now in Israel. And my assumption is that we will start hearing it in Australia, in America, in other places, just as loud very, very soon as these places are reaching high levels of vaccination.
So what's the origin of this sort of attitude?
It's very hard to tell, but what we can know for sure is that since the beginning of vaccination, we've had rejection of vaccination. Let's say people who didn't want to get vaccinated. The very first vaccine that we know of is the smallpox vaccine, which was taken from the cowpox disease, and that was very effective in immunizing the smallpox. That was done by Edward Jenner in the end of the 18th century. And even then, and even though it was so effective in saving hundreds of thousands of lives, there were still people who were rejecting it and not willing to even think about putting in their body and in their blood this kind of, let's say, filthy, strange material that was taken from the cows. To our understanding, this comes from the sense of impurity, or purity and impurity, which is well known in religions, let's say the Jewish religion, the Indian religion, etc. The notion of purity and impurity still plays a role in people's life and emotion and psyche, even though it's kind of not considered scientific anymore. So in the past, it was a part of life, a part of religion, a part of the culture. But since the modern science came along and says, oh, guys, impurity, purity, this is all primitive nonsense, still some people, let's say not everyone, still has somewhere deep inside their evolutionary psychology that sense of impurity, and some people are just unwilling to stick needles into their arms and put strange material that comes from who knows where and then might change their blood or might vilify their blood, and that's why they're kind of still affected by this rejection of the vaccine.
We are talking to Oren Taller from Sydney University, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Oren, it seems that those people that object being vaccinated, they also reject the notion that COVID-19 is a pandemic.
Yes, there is that kind of denial as well. There is some correlation between the denial of the pandemic as a whole and the rejection of the vaccine, but it's not necessarily the case. But those who do deny it, sometimes it is just a way of using this kind of denial in order to justify their unwillingness to get the vaccine. And there's also other ways that they justify. For example, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, for example, that it is used by Bill Gates or all these people to inject tracking device, or other people that say that in a few years' time you will develop allergies or autism or things like that. This is something that is probably not true. Let's say it's pretty unscientific, but they're still maintaining to these kind of theories because that helps them justify their unwillingness to get vaccinated.
It's amazing because I know that Israel was very successful and the country is now opening, while a lot of countries in Europe are still under lockdown and they are suffering terrible losses in human life and the economy and everything. It touches everything when the pandemic is still alive and kicking, as we say, and spreading.
Luckily for Israel, because Israel did so badly controlling the pandemic, then people had no choice and they kind of put their sense of purity or impurity aside and just went along and took the vaccine out of necessity. But I think in places like Australia, that rejection of vaccine, or let's say it's called vaccine hesitancy, will be even greater than in Israel, because people will just say, oh, you know, I don't want to stick this needle into my arm. I don't want to get this material into my blood. Who knows what it will do? So I will just stay like that and we will be able to live like that. In Israel, there's high percentages of vaccination because the situation was so dire and they just had to do it.
Well, but it's successful in a sense that the pandemic actually slowed down.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very successful.
And we don't see in Israel any side effects from having the vaccination. No side effects to majority of the population, talking at very, very high percentage, 94-95%, no side effects, and you still have people that are objecting.
Yeah, in that sense, there is, yeah, it's an amazing, a very effective vaccine with hardly any side effects, but still the people who reject it, they assume or imagine or are afraid of the long-term side effect that might or might not happen.
Well, I tell you something, I will be the first to be vaccinated if I can. Oren Taller from Sydney University, thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.